And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 30th of August, 2011. It's the birthday of the Russian journalist Anna Stepanova, Politkovskaya, author of Putin's Russia and A Small Corner of Hell, Dispatches from Chechnya. Anna Politkovskaya was born in New York City, 1958, her parents Ukrainian diplomats at the UN. But she grew up in Moscow, went to the State School of Journalism, and she became a fearless reporter, trying to speak for the victims of conflict, even in the face of great personal risk. She started out at the Russian newspaper Izvestia, then to Novaya Gazeta, an investigative newspaper, where she was highly critical of Vladimir Putin, the former KGB lieutenant colonel who had become the second president of the Russian Federation. She wrote that under him, Russia was, quote, hurtling back into a Soviet abyss, into an information vacuum that spells death from our own ignorance. If you want to go on working as a journalist, it's total servility to Putin. Otherwise, it can be death, the bullet, poison, or trial, whatever our special services, Putin's guard dogs, see fit. She reported on the Second Chechen War, describing what she called state versus group terrorism, documenting torture, mass executions, kidnappings, the sale by Russian soldiers of Chechen corpses to their families. In 2001, in the course of investigating punitive raids by the Russians on Chechen families, she was detained by Russian military officials who beat her and threatened her children and staged a mock execution of her with a rocket launcher. She received numerous death threats. In 2004, she was poisoned with a cup of tea. And on the afternoon of October 4th, 2006, she returned to her central Moscow flat with a load of bags and parcels, dropped the bags in her apartment, took the lift back down, and as the doors opened, she was shot 4 times in the chest, once in the head, at point-blank range. Anna Stepanova Politkovskaya, she was 48 years old. It's the birthday of John Gunther, the American journalist, born Chicago, 1901, famous for his Inside books. The first was Inside Europe, 1936. Inside USA, published in 1947, in which he described the United States as the craziest, most dangerous, least stable, most spectacular, least grown-up, most powerful and magnificent nation ever known. And it was on this day in 1963 the diplomatic hotline between Moscow and Washington went into service, a pair of telegraph lines connecting a system of teletype machines with cryptography units on each end. American teletypes installed in the Kremlin, East German teletypes installed in the Pentagon. Here's a poem for today by Robert Morgan, Great Day in the Morning. My father, when he was surprised or suddenly impressed, would blurt, Great day in the morning, as though a revelation had struck him. The figure of his speech would seem to claim some large event appeared at hand, if not already here, a mighty day, or luminous age was flinging wide its doors as world on world revealed their wonders in the rapturous morning, always new, beginning as the now took hold. Great Day in the Morning by Robert Morgan from his collection Terroir, published by Penguin Poets and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by CenturyLink, a new kind of broadband company linking Americans coast to coast with consistently fast speeds and personal service. More at CenturyLink.com. Produced by our technical director, Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.